The Pittsburgh region's healthcare sector could be poised for significant economic growth this year. I'm Maria Scapoletto with the Pittsburgh Business Report on 90.5 WESA. After years of legal wrangling, UPMC and Highmark worked out a deal in 2019, giving most Highmark customers in-network access to UPMC doctors and hospitals. I spoke recently with Pittsburgh Business Times health reporter Paul Guff about how their new relationship might play out in 2020.
Over the last several years of court battles and consent decrees that had expired, you had a UPMC plan for your employer or a Highmark plan for your employer, or sometimes both, depending on what your situation was and how big the company was. And now that's a lot less for most people. You always have to say that, most people. But it's a lot less stressful because Highmark will be able to be covered by UPMC.
So this feud, so to speak, it's mainly in the rearview mirror. What will the focus now be shifting to for these two healthcare giants moving forward?
And they are really healthcare giants. They're unlike a lot of markets in the United States. They own both insurance and providers, which makes it a very much more full-flavored competition. So what they'll be doing really is spending a lot of time increasing their provider offerings, their hospitals, their programs within hospitals. I'd say the North Hills actually is going to be a big battleground. Highmark, which owns Allegheny Health Network, is going to be opening a hospital called Wexford Hospital in the next year and a half. And that will be their first really stake in the ground on the hospital side. And then UPMC will probably counter them as well with other programs at Passavant and through their outpatient in Cranberry.
How is this going to affect employment in the area?
They're all going to be hiring. The neighborhood hospitals at AHN is building in Harmer, in McCandless, in Hempfield Township, and also in Brentwood. Those have about 150 employees because it's a 24-hour hospital and emergency room. And then Wexford, same thing, actually more because they'll have an OB ward there, which is one of the first new ones to be built in a long time in Pennsylvania. And then there's the three specialty hospitals that UPMC is building. One will be built 2021. That's at Mercy. That'll be a vision and rehab hospital. And then the other two, a heart and transplant hospital and a cancer hospital. That timeline's been extended a little bit, so that'll be probably within the next 4 or 5 years.
What does the building boom mean in terms of construction jobs in the region?
Yeah, I think it's going to probably be a pretty big year for construction. You've got the Shell Cracker plant, which is taking 6,000 to 7,500 workers from not just the tri-state region, but also from around the country. You've got what's happening at the airport, the new terminal. You have the Lower Hill District, and then where the Civic Arena was. And I think that that's another place that we'll see in the next year or two a lot of construction. So you've got a lot of construction jobs that are they've been telling me that the union halls are pretty empty. And with what I've seen, I agree.
That's Pittsburgh Business Times health reporter Paul Guff. In Pittsburgh Business News headlines, a new year brings a new name for the outdoor concert venue formerly known as Key Bank Pavilion. The Burgettstown site is now called the S&T Bank Music Park. Indiana, PA-based S&T made the sponsorship announcement this past week in conjunction with Live Nation Entertainment. The Butler Health System announcing this week it will open a primary care facility in Elwood City. The Butler Eagle reports it's not clear whether the new center in the North Star Plaza was planned in response to the recent closing of the Elwood City Medical Center. And footwear and apparel company Brooks Running has extended its partnership as a sponsor and supplier with P3R, the company behind the Pittsburgh Marathon, through 2022. I'm Maria Scapoletto with the Pittsburgh Business Report on 90.5 WESA.